Hello, this is AJ. Welcome to the mini story for No Failure. There was a guy named Watt. Watt wanted to build his own motorcycle. Who wanted to build his own motorcycle? Watt. Watt wanted to build his own motorcycle. What did he want to build? He wanted to build his own motorcycle. Did he want to buy his own motorcycle? No, he didn't. He didn't want to buy one. He wanted to build his own motorcycle. He wanted to create his own motorcycle. So first, he tried to build a motorcycle. The first time he tried, the motorcycle exploded. What happened the first time? It exploded. The first time he tried to build a motorcycle, it exploded. Boom! Was he successful the first time? No, he wasn't. He was not successful. The first motorcycle exploded. What exploded? His first motorcycle, Watt's first motorcycle, exploded. Boom! Watt felt bad. He beat himself up about it. Did Watt criticize himself after the motorcycle exploded? Yes, he did. He criticized himself. He beat himself up about the motorcycle's explosion. He beat himself up and he said to himself, "What? Damn it! You're so damn stupid! You're a failure!" What did Watt do? Watt beat himself up. He criticized himself. He said bad things to himself. He beat himself up. Why did Watt beat himself up? Well, because his first motorcycle exploded. His first motorcycle exploded, so he beat himself up. He beat himself up about it, and he said, "What, damn it, you're so damn stupid, you're a failure." Who beat himself up? Watt. Watt beat himself up. He beat himself up about what? He beat himself up about the motorcycle exploding. He beat himself up and he said to himself, "Damn it, Watt, you're so stupid. You're such a failure." So he beat himself up for a while. He criticized himself for a while. But after he beat himself up, he decided to try again. The next time he tried, but he dropped his tools and he fumbled around. And he made a lot of mistakes, and the next bike would not start. Was he clumsy the second time? Yes, he was clumsy. He fumbled around. Did he drop his tools? Yes, he fumbled around. He fumbled his tools. He dropped his tools. He was clumsy. He made a lot of mistakes. Watt fumbled around the second time. When did Watt fumble around a lot? Well, the second time, while building the second motorcycle. The second time he fumbled around, he made mistakes. He dropped his tools. Who fumbled around? Watt did. Watt fumbled around. Watt made a lot of mistakes. Watt dropped his tools constantly. What did he do? He fumbled around. He fumbled his tools. He made mistakes. Because he fumbled around a lot, what happened? Well, the second bike would not start. The second motorcycle would not start. Did Watt beat himself up again? No, he didn't. The second time, he did not beat himself up. The second time, he got something out of it. Did he learn something after the second time? Yes, that's right. He learned something. He got something out of it. He got something out of the experience. He learned something from the experience. What happened after the second time? Well, he got something out of it. He learned. Who got something out of it? Who learned? Watt. Watt got something out of it. Watt learned. He got something out of what? He got something out of building the second bike. He learned from building the second bike. So did he get something out of it? Or did he learn nothing? He got something out of it. He learned something. Who got something out of it? Watt. Watt got something out of it. Watt learned something from the experience. And so he tried again. In fact, he built 108 more motorcycles. None of them would start. But each time he got something out of it. Each time he learned something new. He got something new out of it. Did he learn from each new attempt? Yes, he did. He learned from each new attempt. He got something out of each new attempt. Each time he learned something more, he got more out of it and more out of it. And finally, one day he said, I get it! I get it! I know how to do it! Did he finally understand how to succeed? Yes, he did. He said, I get it! I understand! Did Watt get it? Yes, Watt got it. Watt understood. What did he get? Well, he understood how to build a working motorcycle. What did he get? He understood how to build a motorcycle that works, that starts, that runs. Who got it finally? Watt did. Watt finally got it. Watt finally understood. And what did he say? He said, I get it! I understand! I get it! I know how to do it now! So he said, I get it! I understand! And he finally built a big, fast, red and black Harley-Davidson motorcycle. What kind of motorcycle did he finally build? A big, fast, red and black Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Who finally built a big, fast, red and black Harley-Davidson motorcycle? Watt did. Watt finally built a big, fast, red and black Harley-Davidson motorcycle. He was successful. He was happy. And so every day, he cruised along the street with a huge smile. Did he drive along the street smoothly every day? Oh yeah, he cruised along the street. He moved on the street smoothly, without problems. No problems. His motorcycle worked perfectly. He cruised along the street every day. He moved smoothly. He drove smoothly along the street every day. Who cruised along the street every day with a big smile? Watt did. Watt cruised along the street every day with a big smile. Why did he cruise along the street every day with a big smile? Well, because he was happy. He was happy that he had a big, fast, red and black Harley Davidson motorcycle. He was happy. So when he cruised along the street, he had a big smile. What did he do every day? He cruised along the street. He cruised along the street every day. On what? What did he cruise along the street on? Well, on his motorcycle. He cruised along the street every day on his big, fast Harley Davidson motorcycle. And every day when he cruised along the street, he had a big, huge smile on his face. He was very, very happy. And that is the end of our mini story for No Failure.